I am Roberta Schultz. Appalachian Mushrooms, a Field Guide by Walter E. Sturgeon, is just that, a beautiful glossy paperback volume covering over 400 species of mushrooms native to the Appalachian region. Published in 2018 by Ohio University Press, it's just the kind of reference book we revere in the Schultz household. Filled with pictures, descriptions, scientific names, common names, and the answer to that big question all mushroom hunters probably ask, is it edible? In the introduction, Sturgeon thanks his father and a couple of organizations for his interest and accumulated knowledge of fungi. Which brings me to two side stories. The first side story involves the pronunciation of the word fungi. Recently, I heard Terry Gross interview a chef on this very NPR affiliate. She, no doubt, had carefully looked up the pronunciation of the word, supreme interviewer that she is, and 2 seconds after she asked a question using that pronunciation, the chef answered her with a completely different version of how to say the plural of fungus. Sadly, I can't remember who said which version, so for the sake of picking a side and sticking with it, I will go with fungi to rhyme with I. One might also hear fungi, admittedly an attractive option, or even fungi. Please address all concerns to me and not this station if you should feel strongly about the pronunciation I chose in the interest of time. As for the second side story, each year I attend a songwriting retreat in the North Carolina mountains called Sola Ti Do. We always gather at Wild Acres Retreat for a week between Labor Day and mid-October, dependent largely on when they are assigning us. For 3 magical years, we shared the mountaintop with the North American Mycological Association as they went on one of their annual mushroom forays. This is one of the organizations Sturgeon credits with expanding his fungi knowledge. What I remember about them is how they stumbled around in the woods all day, collecting specimens, and then returned around happy hour to enjoy some time on the patio with the rest of the Wild Acres retreatants. Did they discuss mushrooms with us during those happy hours? Oh, no. Instead, one of their members, named Earl, I think, set out his colorful collection of fruit-flavored moonshines to share with everyone in a tasting. During those times, we discussed the color, kick, and taste of each distilled sample. By the time the dinner bell rang, we had all temporarily forgotten why we were on the mountain and were just blissfully relaxed. The next morning, they went off to the woods again as we headed back to the studio to receive our morning songwriting prompt. It went on like that for a whole week. We drank their moonshine. They attended our end-of-the-week concert. It was a match made at 3,300 feet elevation. Then one year, we were told that because of changes in numbers, our groups could no longer attend Wild Acres the same week. We were assigned a week in late August with the Rhodes Scholars, once known as Elder Hostel. While they attend our concerts and are lovely people, their idea of happy hour involves sing-alongs with special books. Our frequent lament is how much we miss the mushroom people, as we lovingly refer to them, those intrepid scholars and hobbyists who search for specimens diligently by day and drink the nectar of the gods by night. They have become almost mythical in our esteem. Should you want to classify those fungi growing in the mountains near us, Appalachian mushrooms can help you identify mushrooms of the Appalachian region from Georgia to Canada. This field guide discusses edibility and toxicity, habitat, ecology, and detailed diagnostic features of the disparate forms these fungi take throughout their life cycles. For example, I once found a mushroom growing on our property that opened gradually into a colorfully large umbrella laced in a black border. A field guide helped me to find the species and read about its life cycle. Much to my chagrin, I could have eaten the mushroom had I picked it before the black inky pattern emerged. All the more reason to have a solid reference book at the ready so you can recognize your dinner when it is ready. If you are a fan of morels, skip to the back of the field guide for a lesson on how to determine the edible ones. You can find a link to Appalachian Mushrooms, a Field Guide by Walter Sturgeon, at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.